have you been in your relationship for a while and suddenly feel like something has shifted that you can't quite put your finger on? Or maybe you're just getting to know someone but feel like they are slightly holding back and changing their mind when it comes to actually going towards the next step. Well, guys, this might come as a shock to you, but the reason behind this could be... I'm sorry to say this, your fault. You could be giving off some pretty negative vibes that have made that person take a step back and re-evaluate their decision to be with you and to carry on dating you. So why, may you ask? Well, you could be emasculating yourself without even knowing. So let us tell you how. Like and subscribe. Disrespect. It's important to show a minimum level of respect to everybody that you come into contact with, especially if you want them to retain the same level of respect to you. When you disrespect a man with no reason behind it, then it can be incredibly emasculating for him and very hurtful. So, for a relationship to work, there must be mutual respect between the couple, otherwise, well, it's gonna fail in the long run. And once a man is disrespected and emasculated, then he's gonna start to look somewhere else for a sense of masculinity, right? Even if you don't agree with something that your partner does or says, it's important to hold a level of respect for them. You can respect their own ability to have their own values and beliefs without agreeing to it. If they disrespected you, would you like it? No, then don't do it to them either. Always try to put yourself in their position before reacting or acting on emotions. Talk down. There is not one person in this world that would appreciate being spoken to in a condescending tone, regardless of who it is that they are speaking to. We are all humans and should give each other the same level of respect that we would like to receive back. And a part of showing respect and having manners is talking to each other and communicating effectively without having an attitude or a very negative process that creates a superior or inferior situation. And if you talk down to a man, not only are you emasculating him, but you are also showing him how little you respect him as a man, but also as a person. And it's even worse if you do it in public when there is an audience. Then you are showing other people the lack of respect that you have for him too. It's always best to stop and think, would I like it if they spoke to me like this, before you say anything to your partner? As a couple, you are supposed to be united. If you don't agree with something they have said or done, you can communicate with them in a private manner and do it very calmly. If you start to talk to them with an attitude, then they will jump to the defense instead of listening to you. Treat him like a child. I know you think you might be funny and being funny with your comments about him being a child in the household, but to him, this can be incredibly emasculating, especially if he hasn't actually done anything to deserve the jokes that you are poking at him with. When you treat him like a child, you are essentially telling him that you don't trust him to be an equal partner in the relationship or even an equal parent in the household. Now, nothing says that you are not a man like being treated the same as a 7-year-old, right? If a woman feels like they have to clean up after him and he is another one of the children in the household, it's important she raises her opinions and concerns to him adult to adult. Communication is key, and if you address the issues that you are having, then it gives the guy the chance to actually step up without feeling emasculated. Comparison. Women don't want to be compared to your ex-girlfriends, and also they should not be comparing you to other men. When you talk openly about things that other guys have that your partner does not have, you're essentially telling him that there are things he is not good at that other guys are good at that you admire. It's okay not to be good at everything or not to have every characteristic that other people have, but when your partner openly talks about it as if it's something that they would rather have, then it opens the door for that insecurity to grow. But let's be adults. Admiring characteristics of other people is not a crime at all. In fact, it is really healthy to acknowledge other people's strengths. However, it is important to be careful not to diminish your own strengths or highlight your weaknesses whilst comparing yourself to other people. And the same goes for when you are talking about your partner. When you say things like, I wish you were more like this person because blah blah blah, you are subconsciously telling that person that they are not good enough, and if given the chance, you would choose someone else. Talking bad about their salary. When you talk bad about someone's salary that they earn, it can really affect how they view themselves and their career. it can be a huge knock to their confidence or ambition to move up to the career ladder to hear other people badmouthing the work that they put into their job. Because for all you know, they could be fighting for a pay rise or working lots of extra hours to get that promotion. So by talking bad about it for whatever reason, you're kind of brushing off the hard work and making them feel lazy. People are a lot more than their careers, and it's completely okay to be okay with working to earn money to create experiences through travel and fun or whatever you like to do. Not to build this huge career goal ideology that's fed to us from a young age. If anything, when we say something bad about someone's salary for whatever reason you have, you're putting yourself on blast for being more concerned about how much money they have rather than how happy their job actually makes them. Refuse personal time. Every human being is essentially a battery that uses energy throughout the day and needs to be recharged when their levels are getting low. This is when time and personal space comes into play. It is vital for the physical and mental well-being of every individual. So how people choose to recharge and relax will differ depending on their likes, hobbies, and reasons for needing to recharge and how their brain is wired. To some men, they like to recharge by playing video games. Some like to go to the gym to work on their mind and muscle connection. Some like to hang out with friends and have a beer. And some also like to lay on the sofa and veg out on a TV series. What may look relaxing to one could look incredibly draining to another person, and you can massively emasculate a man by interrupting or refusing personal time, as you are essentially stopping them from recharging their batteries and draining him of any energy he had left. So ladies, imagine how stressed out and in need of a bubble bath you feel after a long day at work or dealing with other people's problems, and imagine you run that bubble bath and when it gets to the top, your partner just pulls out the plug and drains the water out. Can you imagine how deflated and irritated you would feel? That is how you would make him feel if you stopped him from having personal time after a long day too. It may not register as relaxing to you, and that's okay, because he's not asking you to play a video game to relax, remember? It can be incredibly difficult to look at things from a different perspective, especially if you are irritated and emotional, but it's a very important thing to try. Thinking about things from someone else's point of view can save a lot of arguments in a relationship. Now, you don't have to agree with everything that your partner does, but you have to accept the things that you cannot change. And what you cannot change is the fact that as a human being, he has just as much right to his own beliefs and views as a lady does. So to the ladies, maybe you've emasculated your partner completely on accident by doing one of the things and he hasn't said anything to you about it. Instead, he has internalized it and reacted in a way that seems to have come out of the blows for you. Hopefully now, knowing this, it makes a bit more sense. And if you open the gates for clear communication, then I can guarantee that the strength within your relationship will grow and develop every single day. Don't forget to like this video and leave us a comment below if there are any other ways you have accidentally or intentionally emasculated someone. This isn't something we aim to do. So the more aware we are of the type of actions that can cause this emotional distraught, the more the ladies can actually avoid it.